Hello, it's Vanessa here. Is this Annette?
Hello, Annette.
Yeah. Hi, Annette. Sorry, hon. It must have just dropped out as I transferred from leaving a message for you answering the phone. But, yeah, no, she's doing really well. She's eaten some apple and some sunflower seed for us through the afternoon yesterday and overnight. Like, in herself, she's a lot brighter. And she, her grip is better and she's not as kind of all over the place, sort of weak, the way she was. So, yeah, she's much improved.
Oh, that's good. Right.
So the feces are still black. And what I would like to propose is that she stays in another day, only because I want to see those feces turn from black to sort of a dark green colour at least before she goes home.
Right. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
She's on injectable antibiotics as well as oral antibiotics. So to go home, she would have to have two of both of those drugs orally, as well as maybe some pain relief and a gut protectant. So there could be as many as four medications if she goes home tomorrow.
All right.
Okay, but like we'll talk about how you would incorporate that as part of a treat food or something like that. Like you could possibly even put it on some porridge or you know, whatever. But we'll show you how to give it anyway.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got rid of all the rotten, what's it called, chipwood stuff. That's
okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Cleaned it out, and I went to Bunnings and I got some organic.
What is it for?
Organic straw to put down. Would that
Okay. No, you don't even need to do that. I'll just ask her to use newspaper if she's in a cage overnight.
Yeah.
Or where are you putting that?
In where she normally sits on the fence and that, where the chipwood still is. I've got it all, taken it all out.
Oh, okay.
And I went and got some organic. What is it called? Like straw, right?
Yeah.
To put in there for her to walk on and that.
Okay. Yeah, I don't really want you to do that because it's got fungal elements in that straw. So we don't want her walking on anything like that. If you can, it's fine to use on your garden, but I don't really want to have close contact with that because she'll be breathing in fungal spores.
All right.
And you should always wear a mask if you're handling that stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you can just leave that on your garden. But even if it's just grass or soil, like I'm not really certain what it is that you need to cover up. But if it's just her normal hardwood fence with the grass or the soil underneath, then that's okay for outside. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, this is outside. Yeah, it's where the chipwood is on the area.
Right.
Tell me what to do tomorrow, will you?
For the moment, like, can you take a photo of it? Is there a way of you taking a photo of it before you come in, potentially to pick her up tomorrow, so I know what we're talking about? Or
the organic stuff.
No, where she's going to be at home. A photo of where she's going to be kept, either inside and outside when she goes home.
Okay, I'll have a look for a photo of her.
Yeah, if you just take a photo and Is there a way of doing that? Because I know you don't have a mobile. Have you got anyone else that's a friend who could take a photo of it for you?
No, not really.
How about a normal camera? Could you take a photo on a camera? Is it a digital camera that you have?
I don't have a digital camera or anything like
that. That's right. Don't worry about it. I don't think anything in her environment is what the cause of this is. I think it's just because Clostridia will always be in the bowel, but for some reason she's got a really nasty infection with it.
It should be it's not where she is because she's on the wooden fence.
Yeah.
And that all the time she sits on it and it's got rocks down there. And
yes.
Where they put rocks in the garden. And
yes.
And the chip wood, she was just, well, she was eating the top of the wood. But I always used to ask, what's his name? What's wrong? She's eating the wood. And he said, no, she'll be right with that.
Yeah, so I think if that's all there is, I wouldn't worry about anything else, honestly. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, don't worry. Like, I'm not worried. She's been in that environment for, like, almost her whole life, so there's no worries with that. My main concern is when she's coming inside that she doesn't chew anything she's not allowed to chew, like power cords or phone cable or, you know, something like that.
She doesn't like coming inside. She's real restless. I have to put it back outside.
So what about overnight, when she's inside overnight? What happens then?
Inside overnight, she's got a big cage and I have all her blankets and that around it.
Okay, well, that's perfect. And just put newspaper on the floor of that, do you?
Yeah, but she goes on it because it's got a bottom tray, right? And that's covered in paper. And the next tray is a wire one, and she can stand on that one, and it's nowhere near the paper one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
The huge cage she's got. She's got a massive cage.
Yeah.
A really big one. Yeah.
Excellent.
And it's cleaned up. Every day I clean it out.
Okay.
Put the bed in the sun and that, and it's right next to where where she is.
Then I'm sure she'll be fine. She'll be fine with that. Okay?
I don't need to
do anything else with outside or anything like that. The main thing I'm worried about is that she's not herself and she probably will need to be kept certainly indoors overnight and only for a shorter period of time outside when she goes home just because of how weak she is. You know, we need her supported and kept warm overnight.
She's well and truly warm, I've made sure, and then when it rains, she comes in and sits with me till she goes back. Yeah,
yeah, that's right.
She's always been looked after, really. She's got all new blankets, and I wash them.
Yeah, perfect.
They get washed, and if it's hot, she doesn't have as many on like now getting into summer as what she does in winter.
Yep, right? No, very good, very good. All of that is perfect. I think our biggest worry for her is like sending her home but still not right. Okay, so that's why I do want to keep her in another day.
Oh, no, you keep her in, as long as you like because I don't want
to, No, she's okay. Did you want to come and visit her, Annette?
No, I'll leave it.
Mm-hmm.
Leave it because I'll get upset. But no, she's right. I washed her blankets just this Sunday.
Yes.
And if it gets, got like two on each side, and if it gets like getting warm now, I take off, and she only has one around everywhere when it's in the summer. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So she's certainly brighter than yesterday. She's put on a decent amount of weight. So in herself, like so much better in herself. I'm just I'm waiting to see what the outcome is for her poo. So I really want to keep her in for that reason because it's still black and I've added a couple of medications today just to see if that will help. So I'll give you another update later on this afternoon or tonight if that's okay with you.
Yeah, that'll be fine. Yeah, you keep as long as you need to make sure.
No worries.
Yeah, that'll be best for me.
Okay.
So don't worry. But
okay.
I only just done her cage and all her blankets. And if too hot, like it's getting warm now, I'll take it back down to the one on each side.
Yes.
And then if it rains, she always comes in with me anyway when it's stormy or that.
Okay. Now, the only other thing we didn't talk about yesterday is whether or not we wanted to send a culture away on her feces. Now, that tells me which antibiotics are effective against the infection we're treating. I assume that what I've chosen is working because she's already looking much brighter and happier in herself. And the blood work that came back is all really good. It just reflects that she's got a gastroenteritis, which is like diarrhea and upset bowel, and an elevation in her white cell count, which would fit with that. Okay, so but there was nothing else that's a worry as with her liver or with her kidneys. Everything looked good there.
Okay, that's good.
Okey-doke.
I might, would it be all right if I pop over this afternoon?
Yes, of course, yeah. Yep, that's more than okay. So, you know, what time would you like to come in to see her?
Say about 4 o'clock. Would that be all right?
4 will be fine. Just bear in mind that we're getting a lot of rain and storm weather, so just check that you're going to be okay, you know, coming and going from here. Yeah.
All right. Yeah,
at 4 o'clock. But otherwise, unless we hear different from you, we'll see you at 4.
Oh, good on you. Take care,
mate.
Thanks.
No worries.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, she's okay. Thanks, Annette. Bye.